Sports 620 KTAR. Robert, Mark, and John, how you doing today?
Hey, pretty good, guys. How you doing?
Robert, first off, you know, tell me about what we've learned. We've learned you came close to making a trade with Cleveland that would have saved you a boatload of money, but would have put Shaq in a Cleveland Cavalier uniform for Ben Wallace and a pick. First off, is there a lot of truth to that? Were you close to making a deal?
Well, I can't really talk about the specifics of individual teams. Obviously, you know, if you look at the internet and see all the news articles, you can get a feel for all the stuff that was swirling around. I will say we did have an opportunity to get quite a bit of financial relief with Shaq. We had a lot of interest in Amari and as well as some of our other players. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, our momentum has really shifted around, and our fans really like what they see right now. And I like what we see, and we want to give this team a shot to make another run at a championship. You know, maybe that's wishful thinking on my part. I don't know, but I look at how our guys are playing and I look at the pieces we have, and, you know, we decided we're going to go with what we got and we'll figure out the finances next year.
You know, the obviously that's a lot of money that could have been saved for making a move like that. And this organization at times has been criticized for going and getting Shaquille O'Neal because of the extra $20 million that's left on the contract next year. But then there's another handful that give you the credit for saying, hey, this isn't winning. Let's go get Shaq and see if that can happen. In your opinion, if any deals would have been made with, let's say, Shaquille O'Neal, would it have lessened your chances to win a title, and that's why you didn't do it, more so than the finances?
Yeah, I mean, those were the reasons. I mean, we thought that it would have been a good, you know, some good opportunities financially, but it would have not been a good basketball move. I mean, I was in L.A. last night. I had about 20 customers of mine with me and watched the game, and, you know, the way we're playing right now and the body language of the players and the activity of the players, and, you know, they're just really excited about what we're doing. I watched Shaq kind of fitting in with the new style, and, you know, he was, for one play, he was kind of running the point a little bit last night. I'm not quite sure that's where we're headed, but, you know, I just like what I see, and, you know, I like our guys, and it's, you know, you try to evaluate all your opportunities because, you know, that's just what you do, but at this point, we just really kind of like the direction we're headed. Obviously, it's only been a couple games, but, you know, we've got the ability, I think, to really do some damage, and we're going to give it our best shot.
You know, you don't get to play the Clippers every night, unfortunately, because you guys might go undefeated. That would be sweet.
My wife texted me that last night. I want to know if we could do that every night.
But. So you got some big games coming up. You know, Boston this weekend is a big one. You got Oklahoma City, obviously, on Friday. With that being said, let's just take how the team is playing. Since the change at coach, do you just see a different group of guys? And I'm not just talking about on the court, Robert. You're in that locker room. You go around these guys. Do you just feel a different atmosphere, and is that one of the positives going forward?
You know, a little bit, but where I really see it more is on the court. Because off the court and everything, you know, our guys are good guys, and they're, you know, they're happy guys, and they get along well and all that. But on the court, you can just kind of tell a little bit of a difference. I saw our guys hopping off the bench, running up to half court to greet the guys coming out of the timeouts. You know, just different things that demonstrate their excitement for what's going on right now. Now, you know, anytime you have a coaching change, you always get, you know, players kind of fired up for a game or two. So it's going to be up to us and our players to continue to show that energy, that toughness, both physically and mentally. And, you know, basically we kind of gave them what they wanted. Now it's up to them to, you know, get back to this style and show us what they can do. And so far it's been really good.
Hey, let me get this straight. You had a chance to make a trade that would have saved you $20 million or around $20 million and instead decided to make a run at another championship with the team you have. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we made a number of decisions to spend more money to try to, and you can go back in hindsight and say some of them weren't smart. I mean, we signed Marcus Bank instead of drafting Rajon Rondo. I mean, obviously in hindsight, that was a terrible move on our part. You know, Rajon Rondo's a great player. Marcus didn't work out for us, but it was done with the idea of not being cheap. We were spending a lot more money for Marcus Bank than for Rondo, with the idea that if we brought someone in more seasoned, they could help us more immediately. And the same with the Shaq deal. I mean, I'm a believer that, you know, I'm proud of going for it. I may, you know, it doesn't always work your way. 20/20 hindsight's great, but, you know, I talked to Steve Kerr and Dave Griffin, and, you know, we feel good we made the deal for Shaq. I mean, for one, Shaq's been playing better than Sean Marion. And for two, we're trying, and we're going for it, rather than just sitting back and doing nothing.
Yeah, I don't think it's any.
I think you're always better off trying to take action and do what you think to help.
Have you heard from the fans? Me and Ash talk to these fans on a regular basis, and you know, I think the theme, especially over the last couple of days since the coaching change, was don't do anything. Just let's run, let's try, let's see what happens. Let's keep this team together. Maybe don't, you know, especially after the first game against the Clippers and in last night's game. I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten from fans and how many calls we've gotten from people saying, you know, don't make a financial decision trade. You know, keep the team together and let's see what happens. Maybe this team can catch lightning in a bottle, get a good playoff matchup, and go deep into the playoffs. Did you hear the same thing from the Suns?
Yeah, I did. I mean, obviously we get a lot of calls, we get a lot of emails. You know, I hear from a lot of people, and you know, I think people are excited to see what's taking place and want to see this group have a chance to make another run. And you know, that, at the end of the day, that's what we decided to do. We've got some very talented people on our team, some older talent and some younger talent. Many pieces were very desirable to other teams. The tough part about this whole thing for me and for all league owners, and if you saw a number of deals that were done, they were almost all done for financial reasons. New York made a trade to unload salary. Sacramento made a trade to unload salary. New Orleans tried to make a trade to unload salary. Everyone's unloading salary, and the reason they're unloading salary is we're in one of the worst recessions this country's ever seen, the worst economic time this country's seen since the Great Depression, and people are nervous about it, and I'm nervous about it too, but you just have to try to balance it all out and make your decisions. But you don't get in this business with the idea that you don't want to win. So, you know, I guess what I just tell the fans is I want to win as bad as anybody. I mean, we die to win. My kids die to win. They cry when we lose. So it may not always be we make the right decisions. We've made plenty of mistakes. I've made plenty of mistakes. I would do things differently if I went back in time. You learn. You learn as you go in a new business. You learn as you age. You learn as you mature. But everything we try to do is done with the intent of trying to help our team win and give them the best chance of, you know, winning a championship, and so we try our best.
We're visiting with Robert Sarver, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, here on Sports 620 KTAR. Suns not doing anything at the trade deadline. Stand pat. Teams won a few in a row, and they're going to continue with the new coaching change, and obviously the way this team is playing, maybe close to a deal at the deadline, but no deal was done. Robert, two-part question. One, how much money will this cost you this year? Meaning over the luxury tax, taxpayer, how much will you end up losing on this season? And the second part of the question is, you didn't make the deal now. Should we brace ourselves for major deals maybe in the off season or next year?
I think that's a possibility. But, you know, we have to see how it plays out because a lot of it depends on how well we do the rest of this year, you know, and what that means to the organization, both financially and as far as how well the guys do on the court and how well it all meshes and melds. And so, yeah, I mean, this summer we'll take a fresh look at everything, and that'll include looking at what's going on with, you know, ticket sales and renewals and the economy and, you know, the Phoenix Suns, how we played on the court and the whole thing, and take a fresh look at everything, which you do every year. And, you know, in this business, actually, you do it about every week. In terms of looking at, you know, how the team's doing, and it, you know, emotionally it's a very up and down business, but it's a significant commitment on our part and with myself and our partners, and you know, we're excited about the season. I mean, I can't wait for Friday. I'm actually going to be out of town, so I don't get to watch it. Got to go to a friend's wedding, but you know, we're excited to see these last 29 games, and then the playoffs.
How close did you come to trading Amari Stoudemire?
Oh, I would say not very close. I mean, you know, Amari is, I would say behind Tim Duncan, you know, the second best power forward in the league. And you just don't give up an asset like that unless you get something in return that you're really, really excited about. You always listen to options and listen to offers. And, when you're sitting there and your team is, 28 and 23 and you've lost to some bad teams and you're a little disappointed to come close to the trade deadline, you're obviously more receptive to listen to offers than you are when you're, say 40 and 10 or something. But at the end of the day, we didn't come close to doing anything.
The other two guys that I've heard, there were some calls on both of them, Jason Richardson and Matt Barnes. Did you come close to dealing either one of those players?
No, we really didn't. And, we get calls on a lot of our guys. I mean, there's a lot of teams that would love to have Grant Hill right now.
And Barbosa.
Leandro Barbosa is a very popular player. People, people love what he does. So we've got a lot of talented players, and, but it takes two people to make a deal, and so sometimes when you sit back and you look at things, you have your idea, and then another team has their idea, and usually they don't match up, and so it's almost kind of funny to read everything in the paper all the time because it's, about 90% of it is a bunch of nonsense, and, rarely do a lot of these deals come together.
All right, Robert. Well, I think you're going to have some happy fans Friday night. I think they'll be happy that you're leaving this team intact, and let's go win a title. I think that's what's going to be the
absolutely.
Motto, right?
I think we're on about 124 straight sellouts, and, the place was rocking the other night, and I think it'll be rocking again Friday, and then, of course, Sunday, with Boston coming into town. We beat them last year at home, and, that it's going to be nuts Sunday, so that'd be a great opportunity for us to really come out and make a statement against, one of the top teams, if not the top team in the league.
All right, Robert, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, you got it.
All right, that's Robert Sarver, the owner of your Phoenix Suns. All right, let's get into it. We got the phone lines to light up. Let's talk about this. 602-230-0620. Close. Very close to a deal, but the last minute, the owner says no.
The Suns owner pulled out of a deal that could have saved him $20 million. And kept Shaquille O'Neal because he thought that was the best chance to try and win right now. For all of those fans that ever thought that this guy was all about the money and thought that this guy was cheap, you just heard it. The deal was on the table. It was about to be made. The Suns owner pulled the trigger on it and said no. Decided to eat the $20 million, try to figure it out next year, and try to win with what he has this year. I think that's a good statement that the owner here is committed to winning.